Wego Show. This is a show where we talk about sex with friends. This episode is birthday sex surprises. We've got a lot of good topics on this episode. We got some group sex, anal sex, cuckolding, ass play, different kinds of just random public place kind of sex stories. So this is going to be a really fun episode if you're into that stuff. So yeah, it's going to be great. So let's get right into it. So on this episode, joining us, we have Amanda. What's up, Amanda?
What up?
We have Jay.
Gang, gang.
And we have a special guest tonight joining us. Goes by the name Angelina. What's up?
Hey, y'all.
How are you three doing?
Awesome.
You know what? I never say my name at the beginning. I don't think I really need to. I think anybody who listens by now knows who I am. I never say this. Like, I know most shows, they'd be like, hey, this is your host, so-and-so. I don't ever say that. I guess I feel like it's not needed. But anyways, I'm Ben, for those who are first-time listening. So anyways, birthday sex, that's what we're getting ready to talk about. And so does anybody enjoy birthday sex? I know this is kind of a rhetorical question, but we'll just go with it. Amanda, do you enjoy birthday sex? Have you ever had it? What are your thoughts on it?
I feel like I've always been more of the birthday sex giver. Like, let's make this really exciting for you because it's your birthday. I've never had like spectacular experiences with birthday sex for myself. No.
Okay. All right. And Jay?
So I feel like birthday sex is the one type of sex when you can like accidentally go in the wrong hole, but then still carry on having sex afterwards because no one gets angry with you. Do you know what I mean? I think it's the only time you get away with that.
Yep, it really is. Yep, I know what you mean there, Jay. All right, Angelina, what's your thoughts on birthday sex? You like it? You've had some good experiences with it. What are your thoughts on it?
I like to give it and I like to get it. And I agree with Jay. It's pretty much like you get a free pass for some things. So yeah.
Right. It's like you can do a little bit extra with low chance of them being upset with you for it, which is good. And you can be a little bit more forward than you are normally most of the time. I don't know. To me, honestly, like being married, it's not so much different anymore. Like it's just sex or whatever. It is what it is. You know, it's still special, but it's not any, we don't do anything out of the normal. You know what I'm saying? So.
Okay. God, dude, I do wild shit on birthdays.
Oh, you do? All right. Well, what kind of wild?
Birthdays and hotels.
Oh,
that's the place and the time for wild shit. If you ever see shit, Ben, you like peruse, like for the benefit of the show, you're not a pervert. For the benefit of the show, you peruse a lot of forums and watch a lot of porn.
Yeah.
So you give us topics to talk about. There is no way you don't see stuff and go, I want to fucking try that. Should always be like.
Sometimes, all the time, I'll be like right. that. Then I'll be like, yeah, you know what? I because I know my wife. And I know what
she's into.
So I'm like, you know what? And I do know that there's no way I'm going to be able to live out everything I read about or watch. There's just no way. There's just so much shit. It's all cool shit. But
for sure. But like, you put it in your little memory bank and save it. Like, mm-hmm. saving like coins for like Christmas. Like, you save it for your birthday or for a hotel and you go, hey, I've seen this thing, like, you know, like, we should give it a try. You know, you might like it. That's when you whip that out.
Yeah.
That's what birthdays are for. That's literally what birthdays, that and socks. That's what birthdays are for as a married man.
That's good advice, honestly, for all couples. Honestly, that's good advice.
I feel like Jay keeps a book of all, like, the things he wants to try and just pulls it out.
It's sexual verbal diarrhea on my birthday.
Yeah, no,
honestly, you don't. My wife goes, is there anything you'd like to try? And I go, just everything. A bunch of stuff. And she's like, there is something fundamentally wrong with you. And then she'll try like three or four and I'm good.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. I mean, honestly, as long as it's reasonable, I'm down for anything, honestly. But especially on the birthday, like, yeah, that'd be kind of cool. But I don't know. I also think like, me being a dad and everything, having kids, that just changes everything. You know what I'm saying? Because we can't just go and just go get a hotel and just go or have a night where we're home alone and just do whatever we want. Those nights are so rare. So it's like When you're married, it's just really bang bang. I hate to say it like
well,
sure, that.
Well, that's where you have to whip out. That's where you have to whip out the little fantasy stuff, innit? Because it just, yeah. You know what? If nothing else, right? And this is like maybe like sage advice for marriage couples, because this is how I've always looked at it. Whether you enjoy the fantasy or not, the fact that you've mentioned one and you're gonna like want to try something new, it just means you put a little bit more effort into the whole thing. Do you know what I mean? Rather than, because it is easy to just like, I get it. I'm married. I have a kid as well. It's easy to just fucking just be a bang bang situation. It's still cool. You still enjoy it. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
But if you just the suggestion of, hey, we should try this thing, just even if you don't enjoy the thing, the sex before or after or during the thing that you're trying, the fantasy, is still elevated a little bit because there's just more thought and effort into it, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And trust.
No, 100%. Yeah, absolutely. It's fucking, I think everyone's old enough, especially like it takes a certain amount of trust to be comfortable with someone to tell them like some of the weird shit that you want them to do. 100%.
Yeah, 100%. I definitely agree with that. Well said, Jay.
It's a bonding experience in more ways than one.
Yep.
It is. And a lot of planning.
It really is. It's the ultimate getting to know each other experiment is what it is. It's really fucking cool. That's why we like it. That's why we're talking about it so much. But okay. All right. So let's move on. Okay. So now we're getting ready to start the birthday sex surprises. Now, all of these stories are either somewhere between just one sentence long to a whole paragraph. So they're very short stories. But they're pretty interesting. So let's get right into it. So this first one is, I surprised my husband with a sex party for his 40th birthday party with another couple I often have sex with. I 69 with the woman while the guys fucked us. So what do we think about that? What do we think about the women 69ing and then the husbands fucking the women while they're doing so? What do we think about sex parties too? What do we think about a surprise birthday sex party? Like, that is some next level shit. Like, that is a real cool birthday party. What do we think about that? And Amanda, we'll start with you.
I think it's really cool that they were open to that. Also, I'm thinking about how it was probably much easier for the dude with the chick on top than the chick on the bottom, because
that's a lot
right there. But yeah, it's cool. I like when people are super open with each other and they had a good time. It was a surprise, so they're obviously open in the first place.
Right.
It was cool. That's cool.
And she did say that she did it with they did it with a couple that she fucks with too on the side. So something tells me that they kind of have an open relationship, some sort of a weird dynamic where it's obviously not a traditional relationship. This is definitely special, which would make sense why this can go down. But Jay, what do you think about this?
So it's obviously amazing. Everyone had a fun time. The most important thing. But I want everyone to just imagine the situation they're in. There's two women 69ing, and there's two guys fucking each of the women who's 69ing. Now, the woman who is on top going down on the woman who's underneath is definitely getting hit on the top of her head with a gentleman's like belly, stomach area. There's just no way they're not.
Yeah.
That can't be fun. Like, just tap yourself on the top of the head. It's not fun. That's exactly what must have happened. Yeah. But they had a fun time. That's the main thing. They had a fun time. I just don't quite understand how they were both 69, and especially the woman on the top. Her getting fucked, no issue. The woman underneath getting fucked. Yeah. The woman on the top's getting her head hit by her stomach stroke.
That is an excellent point. We gonna say
it is, but also like, so the woman underneath was getting terrible head. The woman on top had all the good advantages. She was getting
fucked as well. Exactly. The woman on the 100%. The woman on the top is getting A1 head, and she's getting a great fuck. 100%.
You see,
the woman underneath is going to be like, "Yo, this fucking sucks."
You see, if I was ever in this situation and I was the guy fucking the girl on the bottom, I don't think I would go straight in like a normal missionary situation. I think I would have to like lay on my side and get some different angle penetration going while I'm on my side, working it that way. Because if I don't think I would go like this, because then my belly would be on the girl. I don't know. That's a good point. So I think I would have to like lay and go off to the side a little bit.
The woman on the bottom is just getting just the tip of a tongue and a dick. Like literally just the tip of both. That's all she's getting.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying what I would do if I was in that situation. I don't know if it would be any better, but think about it. Just thinking about the positioning, I think it would make sense just to kind of go in at a different angle. But Angelina, what's your thoughts about this?
I mean, they obviously had fun. So, I mean, I was like, had a sneak attack to, I was secretly like taken to a sex party and it was not fun for me because I was not prepared. So at least, you know, for a dude, I think it's a little bit like, hey, oh, there's, you know, private parts everywhere. So like, I mean, obviously he enjoyed it, but yeah, I mean, we had a good time.
Yeah. Do you three think it's reasonable to assume that while they were fucking, they're also pulling out and getting blowjobs from the other?
I mean, everything was probably happening. Everything is happening. So like, it's a sex party.
Yeah, it really is. It seems like it's like a free for all. But what do we think about the, you know, the into the V, into the mouth situation? What do we think about that? Do we like it? We think it's cool. We not like it? Let's talk about that a little bit. We've never really discussed that, so it'd be a good topic.
I think it depends on if somebody's trying to get off or not. Like, if nobody's trying to get off, then yeah, all shit's all fun and wild. You know what I'm saying? But like, if I'm trying to get off, we're not doing all this extra fucking bullshit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we're focusing on what needs to be done, not just...
Yeah.
He's looking for the final goal.
Like 1 minute. Yeah. Like, oh, okay. Put your dick in your mouth. Ha ha ha. But like, put your face back in my pussy because I'm trying to get off here.
Yeah, I don't care if it goes from the V to the mouth. I mean, I'm okay with it.
Awesome. Dude, even
I don't know how anybody else feels about it, but
go ahead,
even hypothetically, I don't think I could do the couples thing. You know, like even hypothetically, because like, I'd want to be in sync with the other guy if this makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, me and him need to finish at the same time more than anybody else. You know what I mean? Like, if it's couples and it's two dudes, like, my headspace would be like, yo, this motherfucker better be close to finishing because I want to finish. I'd be like, yo, hold it, you motherfucker. Hold the line. Like, hold the line. Like, stop. You know what I mean? Like, dude, me and him are going to be like, by the end of it, me and him are going to be like best pals, or like we're not like just again, high-fiving just hypothetically, me and the guy need to be in sync because me and him need to finish at the same time because otherwise, one of us is getting we're both going to have a bad night after if we don't.
See, I would be more fearful of being the first one to go, like the first one to
burst.
That's why I'd be like, oh, fuck, like now I gotta like now I'm out of the fun, now they're having fun. I'm gonna like. I'm hurrying up, going somewhere else, getting it, trying to get it hard real quick, and then I'm jumping back in.
So, Ben, let me put you in this situation. Let me put you in this situation, Ben. Me and you, two girls in between us. We're fucking. We're having a great time.
Mm-hmm.
I look at you, and I see your face going a little bit. You're enjoying it a little bit too much. And I look at you, and I go, not even close, bro. What, you know what I mean? What are you going to do?
I'm going to slow the fuck down. Travel.
I'm going to slow the fuck down.
I'm like, okay, because obviously what I'm doing, I'm getting ahead of myself here. Because I feel like a sex party is different than just regular sex. Regular sex, I feel like that is just is to be super pleasurable. And it's always the goal for sex, and regardless, is to be pleasurable. But I don't think to get your rocks off as fast as possible is the goal. I think it's to take your time and live in the moment and enjoy it because you don't get this opportunity so often. So it's like me, I would rather just kind of slow down. And you know what? If I don't get my rocks off, that's fine. I still had a fun time. But
the two guys have got to be tight. You're right. There's got to be open communication between the two guys more than anyone else in this in a football swap.
Well, I would just be worried that I would just get off so quickly and then I just can't get back into it. And then I'm like, fuck, I'm missing out on all this fun stuff. And then I'm bored, and I'm like, God damn, can these three be finished already? Because I don't know.
You're going to have to come back.
Do things with your hands.
You're going to have to come back in like a WWE wrestler. Do you know what I mean?
Like a surprise fucking...
Yeah, like, dude, I can't do it. Not even hypothetically. There's too much pressure.
Yeah, there's a lot of... Yeah, definitely. And I can definitely see being new to something like that, just being so like, I don't know, because, you know, with guy, you know, they say like strange fright is a thing, difficulty getting it hard, especially in that situation when you have, you know, multiple people in the room. Like, yeah, that could just make that situation so much harder. But Amanda, you have any more thoughts on this?
I mean, I don't know. I guess, like, I'm not a dude, so I don't know what it's like to get off and then just be like, oh, I'm fucking done. So, like, I guess, like, my thought process would be imagining myself as a penis-moving person is to, like, get back in there and, like, just rub and kiss. Like, you don't have to stick your dick in something, you know.
That is very true. And she made that point. Like, you can use fingers. You can rub the titties. Do something. You can do something other than penetration.
Yep.
So, as a guy, Amanda, I'll give you a snapshot as a guy. So, imagine, like, finishing. And then when you're finished, imagine it's the same feeling as finishing, like, an 18-hour shift and all you want to do is sleep. After I've finished, I'm just like, oh, fucking go to sleep now. I'm done. Do a little cuddle movie, put something on Netflix. I watch the first 5 minutes of a movie.
Oh.
I'm going to sleep.
It makes me really understand why 50-year-old women fuck 18-year-old dudes.
100%.
100%. Yeah, for sure.
No, like,
100%.
Yep. Okay, all right. All right, so let's move on to the next one, okay? So this next one reads, my boyfriend told me his ex-girlfriend was never into ass play and would never let him eat her ass. So on his birthday this year, guess what I'd let him do? I just asked him straight up if he was down to do it to me, and he was all over it that very moment. He ate my ass, and I have to say it was a better experience than I thought it would be. So what do we think about this? So, okay, so I guess this guy opened up at some point to his new girlfriend and was like, yeah, my ex never let me do that. I've always wanted to do it. So his birthday came. She was like, well, fuck. If you're going to do it to somebody, I guess you can do it to me. But what do we think about that? What do we think about ass play and then asking to do that to somebody else for your own birthday? That's pretty unique. But Angelina, we'll start with you.
Well, I've mentioned before in like our little group that like my ex always wanted to do it. It didn't like affect me either way. I was indifferent about it, but he enjoyed it. So I just let him do it. Then fingers. I don't know what's up with guys and their fingers, but yeah. But I mean, this is his birthday and he got his wish. So yeah, good for him.
I have a question, Angelina.
Okay.
If you're comfortable answering it.
Okay.
Did you ever get any pleasure from it? Or was
no.
the only from satisfying what your ex wanted?
The second. I told him. He knew it really didn't do anything for me. He just was really sure. into it. So
were
I was
you
like, go for it.
With him enough to like...
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, cool. Okay, yeah. So like you just did it for him.
Yeah.
And that's awesome. That's super
it
awesome.
It made him happy. It made him happy.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. Sometimes we make sacrifices, man.
For sure. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you for answering.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. So, Amanda, what is your thoughts on this?
With the ass play?
Yeah. What do you think about, like, just asking or wanting that done, and then the partner is just like, okay, it's your birthday. Have at it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that is really... Like Jay said earlier, like, that's what birthdays are for, is, like, I want this, or you want this for your birthday, like, okay, I will do this for you, right? Mm-hmm. I think it's a good excuse to use it as, I will only do it right now because of this situation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I have no problem with it unless I was fully against something, whatever it was. I think it's totally fine. It's totally cool. Like, hey, will you lick my asshole for my birthday since you won't lick my asshole any other time? Yeah. Like, okay, yeah, sure. I'll lick your asshole because it's your birthday. You know, like that type of shit. I think it's fine. It's cool.
Yeah. You know, in stories that I read, I never read where a woman is pushing or a woman is pushing for it. It's usually the guy that likes it and wants to do it. Now, that's the stuff that I just read. Now, Jay, what are your thoughts on this? What do you think about this whole situation?
So, first of all, let's normalize ass play for both sexes, by the way.
Hey, yo!
If you're interested in it, you like it, let's normalize that shit. Also, massively contradictory for myself saying about special things for your birthday. This is like a normal thing in my relationship. This is just like every time we fuck.
Mm-hmm.
She likes it. I like doing it. It's a compatibility thing. Like, we both enjoy it. Again, it's interesting to hear that someone doesn't like necessarily get a lot of pleasure from it. My wife genuinely enjoys it. So it's cool. But yeah, that's like a normal thing for me, to be honest with you. Yeah. It's cool. Ass play's cool. I like it. And yeah. From a guy's point of view, the whole like thumbing the booty hole while you're fucking. So maybe not a guy's point of view, maybe just my point of view. It's a great fucking, like, if you do like, you know, the like dom and submissive sort of fucking thing. It's a cool sort of thing, and it goes a long way with the like, you're a dirty little slut, fill both of your holes sort of like speechy fucking thing. It's just kind of a hot thing to do. Like, I'm well aware that there's not much pleasure in like going one knuckle deep in a thumb. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But like, it adds to that whole fucking dom sub experience of being a nasty little slut, basically.
Awesome. Yeah. Well said. And I do agree with normalizing ass play, especially the eating ass. That has definitely come a long way.
Mm-hmm.
These last couple of years, you just go on so many forums. There's people have that as their usernames now. They say ass eater, or I like to lick the beehole, or I mean, literally, people are just so open to it. They don't give a fuck what anybody thinks about it, because I think the cat's out the bag now that a lot of people not only do a lot of people enjoy it, but a lot of people obsess over that. Like, that is an actual fetish that is very common. It's just extremely common. And so, I mean, now it's just kind of, it is kind of very normalized, and it is done mm-hmm. in the bedroom a lot of time. A lot of couples have sex, and that's completely cool, if you ask me. But now the thumb and the ass, like especially like during doggy style, that's usually the only time it happens for me when I do it, is when we're doing it doggy style and I'm really into it. I'm really enjoying it. And it's just bouncing, put my thumb there. And it's awesome. Definitely know what you mean there. Okay. Does anybody else have anything to say about this?
Yeah. Let's, like Jay said, let's normalize ass play, because so many men do like it, but I'm not sure so many of them like to admit it. But your prostate is there, and it's like, you know, like,
That makes sense.
Preach. Yeah. Because Ben, you made a good point that is now kind of normalized, but it's only normalized on one side. It's normalized on a guy eating a girl's ass.
Yeah, exactly. And that was the point I was trying to make earlier. I have never heard a woman say, I'm not saying this doesn't exist. I'm just saying from my experience, I have literally never heard any woman ever say they enjoy having their ass eaten. Never ever heard it. Now, maybe in a rap song, but do we really count rap songs? I mean, they kind of just say shit anyways, you know? So I don't really count rap songs. But I'm just saying, like, an actual woman in an actual conversation, I have never heard a woman say that they enjoy that. Doesn't mean it doesn't happen. That is just the only point that I was just trying to make there. But
for sure.
I would like to hear some women talk about it, though.
Let's normalize fucking prostate play. There's no way an ass should just be pleasure for a woman. Let's normalize prostate play for dudes as well, man.
Yeah.
It's all pleasure, man.
100%.
Yeah.
And like, it may not be anyone's thing. I'm not, like, going to force anyone to try something that they're not into. But yeah. Like, if you are curious about it, dude, prostate play is fucking crazy good, honestly. It's like genuinely fucking worth a try. Like, it's a weird thing, and it's to go, oh, I only do this. That's fucking lame.
100%.
I do know women who love having their ass eaten. Definitely.
See, that's new to me. I have never heard, because it's not really talked about, you know, like I only talk sex with the women on the show. So, but that's pretty cool, though.
No, my wife loves it. My wife loves it.
I've never had my ass eaten, so I don't know the difference. But I do know women mm-hmm. who love it.
I know a couple people, too.
So, okay. another really interesting about this story is, okay, so he opened up about a past relationship during all this. He opened up, he said, my ex-girlfriend would never let me do this. And she was just like, she remembered that. And she was like, okay, well, since I want, I guess she was just like wanting to one up the ex or just wanting to show that he likes, that she likes him better or something. I don't know. What do we think about that? Have you ever heard like a partner say something about what their ex didn't do? And would that make you want to do it even more? Like, what that's interesting to me.
I think
that's petty as fuck. It's petty as fuck. You should never be like, oh, my ex wouldn't do this. Yeah. But also, like, just because she's not necessarily going to do it just because the ex wouldn't do it. She may be down for it or be excited about it. It could be a petty reason, but I doubt it. The petty shit is that he was like, my ex wouldn't do this.
You know, like if it was intentional, so she would do it. That kind of situation, yeah.
Yeah,
I want to play devil's. I want to play devil's advocate a little bit on this one, because we already spoke about how hard it is to like open up to other people or what your fantasies are, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, rather, it's easier to go. So he's saying the same thing, and I'm not saying it's the right way to go about it. The way that they went about, what I am saying is, it's easier for someone to go. So he could have said, "I really want to eat your ass. Like, it's something I want to try doing." But what he actually said was, my ex never let me eat her ass, which is then putting it on her and not saying. He's still saying that he wants to eat ass. He's just not actually saying it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's an easier way to say that he's into something without actually saying he's into it. Yeah. If that makes sense.
Right.
It's a fear of rejection thing. Now, I might be wrong. He may be playing the card of, I want to do it. I'm going to force her to do it, like, in that way.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like that's more common, and it's not a case of, oh, I want to do it because she didn't let me. It's more of a case of him telling her that that's something that he wants to do, basically, is what I'm saying.
Good point. Yeah.
She wanted to please him. So, yeah.
I mean, it's him hoping I'd feel it's more common for that to be someone opening up rather than like trying to coerce someone into doing something, basically, is what I'm saying.
You're right. And we don't really know the whole context of on how he said it, too. We don't know. They could have been playing, I never ever, or that drinking game, they could have been playing that. She could have been drawing them, but like, oh, what stuff did you used to do? What stuff were you into? Or blah, blah, blah. Like, we don't know how this was brought up. You know what I'm saying? We don't know, like, we don't know the whole thing or whatever. I just think it was just kind of interesting, though, that it was said, the fact that it was said that, like, his ex never let him do this. So for his birthday, I went ahead and let him do it. Like, that made it, maybe it's supposed to add in this and make it more special. But anyway, either way, that was probably the part that caught my attention the most. As we know, eating ass has become so normalized. I feel like that is in a lot of stories. So that didn't really catch me off guard. It was the fact that he told his new partner what his ex didn't used to let him do.
Angelina, what are your thoughts?
Like he said, there's so many factors that we don't know the details. So like, if they were just having a conversation about like, hey, you know, what are you into? And he could have casually just said like, hey, my ex wouldn't do this, but I really want to do it. I don't know. You know, I don't know if he was intentionally like trying to, you know, like, hey, maybe if I mention this, she'll be like, oh, I'll try it. But I don't know. So
yeah,
I like to try new things. I like to try things, and I try not to let like things like that. I'll just be like, okay, well, I'm open to it, or try things once at least. If I don't like it, then that's it.
Yeah, so, it's hard. It's hard. Like Jay said, like, well, he said projecting, but I say passive aggressive. You know what I mean? Like, and then I guess it could be taken similarly, but like, no, like, okay, so Angelina, if some dude was like, oh my God, Angie, my ex would never let me fucking touch her butthole. And he hadn't touched your butthole yet, what would you assume?
I'd probably be like, well, not trying to, I don't know. Like, I don't know.
You would think I guess
it has to be like, you have to be there for the tone. I don't know if the tone's there, or if he's just like, also depends on like how long we've been together. If it was just like, you know, like just things like factor into that. Like if we've been only together for like a few months and I didn't like his ex and he's pretty much trying to be like, oh, she, you know, she would let me do this. Or what about you? Or, I mean, I don't know. So many little things.
Yeah, no, there is a lot. You're right.
Yep. No doubt.
We're also way more open than the average bear. We're literally on a podcast comfortable talking about sex. So there's also that to consider.
Yeah, that's true. That is very true. It's like there's so many things we don't know. Like I said, we don't know the context of which this was brought up. It could have been, she could have been the one that pushed it. We don't really know. We're just speculating. Either way, that's an interesting part of it, you know, that I kind of wanted to discuss. But okay, all right. So let's move on to the next one. This next one reads, I, female 22, ate out my girlfriend, female 25, in the bathroom at a bar while a bunch of other girls watched us for her 25th birthday. So these are two girls getting it on in the bathroom, in the bar bathroom. Once she's getting eaten out, they have an audience in this bathroom. What do we think about this? If we think this is cool, I think this sounds cool as shit, even though there would be no way I could witness this or would ever be able to see this go down. But I think the fact that it went down, I think it's pretty fucking cool. Amanda, let's start with you here.
Well, look, I'm already turned on. Like, Jesus, yes. I love it so much. God, I love it so much. Especially because it's like a couple and it's like, it's not seemingly two people trying to get attention. She was like, I'm going to eat my bitch right now. So she just went for it, right? And then people were watching and they didn't care. It probably made it more exciting, right? Oh, I love it. Like, I'm for real turned on right now. I love this so much.
All right, Angelina, what's your thoughts about this? If you walked into the bathroom at a bar, you see, you know, do you know, just two people.
I would definitely stay and watch, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I'd be like, ooh, try to get front row seats to that one. But I mean, it is hot. It's hot.
Yeah, it is. It's cool as shit. I mean, I think it's one of the most badass stories on here. But Jay, what do you think about it?
I mean, the problem with this story is I don't have a vagina in it. So I can't really relate to this story. Because it's just, now if I saw a dude sucking another dude off in a toilet, I would probably watch, innit? I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I would watch, innit? I would definitely be like, shit, the whole thing. Jesus Christ. Like, I'd watch. But again, like, it's a woman-on-woman thing. Do you know what I mean? Surrounded by women. I don't really have any cards in this game of poker, basically.
Yeah, I'm with you there. That's why I said, like, I would want to watch this. I would say that. I would want to watch it, but I don't know how I would be able to watch it. So it'd be literally no way for me. This is an exclusive for everybody that's in that women's bathroom. It's exclusive to them. And you know what? That's all right. That's okay. But I think it's a cool story.
Do we clap when they're done?
Yeah.
Like an audience when they're done.
Whether I was a participant in the situation or not, like, it is all so good, bro. Like, you know, like, oh, yep. Get awesome. It, girl.
Awesome. Angelina, have you anything more to say about this?
Nope. Just
nope. Yeah. All right.
Amanda said it all.
Awesome. Okay, so let's move on to the next one. Okay, so this next one is, my 36-year-old wife has an obsession with big cocks. She always watches big cock porn and has a 12.5-inch dildo she plays with when she masturbates. She likes my dick, but it's only average. So for her birthday last year, I convinced a male stripper who was well hung to fuck her in front of me. I jerked off the whole time while they fucked, and I blew my load all over her tits while they did it. All right, so it's kind of like a cuckolding thing. I guess this guy recognized that his wife has a thing for rather large penises. So he couldn't accommodate her himself, so he just went out and found another person. So what do we think about this story? I think it's cool, and it's kind of it's a cuckolding story, basically. So, whoever wants to start first, Jay.
I'll go first because I'm going to be honest with you on this one, right? We're like a super positive podcast. It's great. Mm-hmm. my ego could not take any of that story in real life. Honestly, I'm not gonna lie. Honestly, it's fucking cool for them that they have that relationship. 100%, amazing.
Mm-hmm.
My ego could not.
Yeah.
At all, I could never.
Right. I mean, you never hear that. You never hear about a guy say like, "Yeah, my dick's not good enough," and I'm okay with that. You never hear that, but
I just know my ego couldn't take it. That's all. Like honestly, my ego could not take it.
No, it just to watch. I get that.
Yeah. So and
I can't do it.
Now I don't know how it didn't say how well this guy was hung. I have no idea. It didn't say the sizes, or whatever. But we do know the sizes of the dildo. Of the
he
dildo.
Said average.
He said yeah. He said average.
No, he said he was average. But
you talking about the stripper.
But he said the stripper was well hung. Oh, is what he said. He didn't give it. He didn't give the inches, but he did give the inches on the dildo, which he said was 12 and a half. Now I've never played with the dildo before. Is that big? Like, is that big for a dildo? Or
it's a foot. Ben, it's a foot. Imagine stuffing a Subway sandwich up your ass. What do you mean is that big? It's a foot.
That's a lot of meat.
It's a foot long. It's a foot long, Ben. Yeah. A foot long.
It would touch my actual stomach. And that's
Ben, it would poke him in the heart.
Yeah.
Okay. So what were your thoughts on that? Like, have you ever seen one personally that big? Like
I have not. No.
I've had some pretty good sized dicks, bro. Ooh. But never a foot long. That's insane. That is okay. No, but I do have a friend. She was with a guy, and she would hold his hips back because she couldn't let his whole dick inside of her because it hurt so bad because it was so big. So it's real, but also I want to asterisk the stripper asterisk to prostitute, because the stripper is a prostitute.
Yeah. I guess he found him at a strip club. I guess that's why it was called that. But
all strippers are prostitutes for enough money.
And he said convinced. You can assume that he was paid, but you don't really know that. You can't just he definitely got paid. You don't really know that. He said he was convinced. Like, I don't know how hard it would be to convince somebody to like, hey, want to fuck my wife? And they'll be like, yeah, I'm down with it. Like, some guys might be don't want it. They wouldn't even want to, or they wouldn't need to get paid for that. They would just do it freely. So we don't really know if he was paid. So
yeah, when you pay money,
I don't want to be eaten a prostitute, or just assume. You can't just go assuming that. You can only go.
I don't think he's a whole prostitute, but he prostituted.
Just going off what was said and what
for
we
sure.
Know.
Just again from like my experience, I'm not saying that guy was paid. But just enough experience. Literally all strippers are prostitutes for enough money. Like all of them, honestly. Every single one of them.
I mean, that's from our, you know, experience, from what we know. I'm just basing off of the story and what we were told. That's what I'm going off of.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, these things are so, are pretty much, they're so generalized. They're so broad. They're kind of very open and stuff like that. But I don't want to just be like, oh, yes, yeah, definitely a prostitute. Anybody that wants to fuck somebody else's wife and works at a strip club is definitely a prostitute. I'm not going to just say that either.
For money, it's prostitution.
Yeah, but there was no proof that money was involved. You can assume, you can speculate, but there's really nothing in the story that tells you that. And that's the point I'm trying to make.
That's true.
I'll tell you what, though. I will never look at Subway the same again, thanks to Jay.
Just a foot's a lot. Like I explained before, with the 8 dodos in a gangbang, that's like 4 Subway sandwiches.
Always comes back to that, doesn't it?
It's too much.
Always comes
too much penis.
That.
A foot long is a lot.
Yeah, it is. Fresh, and you know what? The record. What is it? The biggest penis in the world, according to independent.com, 18.9.
And that's the real problem for them. Yeah. They can't.
Yeah. That's at that size. That's a medical condition. That is a medical condition, sir.
Man, that is just crazy. But anyways, back to the story. So yeah, I think it's really cool though. I'm glad that this couple has a good. They're honest with each other. I guess he knows what she likes. He knows what he's equipped with, realizes that that's not that she wants more, and he's okay with that. I guess he's just really secure, and he's comfortable with himself, and he's confident. Like, yeah, I don't have a big wing, but at least I know how to use it, or I know what I'm doing. You know, like, he's secure, and he's confident, and he doesn't need to have the biggest dick in the world to feel good about himself. So I think I like
into watching her. So watching him.
Yeah.
So yeah. Good for them.
Yeah.
Good Ben, point. I've got a bald head, shit teeth, and I'm slightly overweight. I need to have the biggest dick in the world.
Okay. All right.
I just couldn't. My ego couldn't handle it.
Yeah. I definitely agree with you. That's why I liked about the story, because like me, I don't know if I could be. I would not be cool with that just for the reasons you said, because I'm like. Like, yeah, I can say I'm going to be comfortable with myself, but at the end of the day, will I? The question is, will I? And I don't know that. You don't know that until it's too fucking late. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, I'm going to be real honest with you right now, right? If my wife said this to me, I'm going to be like, yo, I think there's only like maybe 6 or 7 people in the world, and we don't know what country they're in. Like,
yeah,
so you're not doing it. Which is clearly not true. I couldn't handle it. My ego could not handle it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right, so this next story, this is an interesting one. This one is, I flashed my ass to my boyfriend inside a liquor store where we were buying booze for his birthday, and he proceeded to doggy fuck me right in the middle of the aisle at this liquor store. Now, I've seen things, photos, people just doing, having sex out in public. They'll do it in crazy-ass places and stuff like that. So, I can find this pretty easy to believe. Honestly, you get a couple that's willing to do it, chill, anything goes. But what is our thoughts about one flashing ass out in a public place, like a liquor store? And then what do we just think about just straight up fucking in the liquor store? And Angelina, we'll start with you.
I flashed and like tits and ass before in public, so I don't have a problem with that. But I'd break way too many bottles in a liquor store. I couldn't do it. But yeah, I mean, the risk factor's there, so I could see where people get turned on for that. But, oh yeah. I mean, yeah.
All right, and Amanda.
Flashing, yeah, whatever. Like she said, like do it, whatever. But don't you dare try to fuck me in the middle of a liquor store. Like you are shut down immediately. What the fuck are you trying to do? Like. Yeah. Dude, I feel like, dude, let's be for real. We're not supposed to like, it's trashy. It's really trashy to do something like that, honestly. Like, everyone's going to see you. Everyone is going to see you. Not in a fun, I'm on a boat or I'm in a park or you're in a fucking liquor store, right? Mm-hmm. In an aisle. People are trying to shop. And you're getting fucked in an aisle. That's disgusting. I am not here for it for one second.
Totally against it. Okay.
I mean, she like there is like the obviously, you know, my theories on public sex. It's not really my thing, right? Mm-hmm. But the common thread regularly with that fantasy is like the risk of being caught. There is no risk of being caught in fucking in a liquor store.
Right.
There's no risk because you are going to get caught. There's no risk.
Yeah,
like it's fucking insanity to like do so. It's just it's point blank rude, to be quite honest with you.
I've been in many liquor stores. Yeah, no they're all open. Yeah. Like, the kink, they're all just there.
Yeah, the kink or like the thrill of it is the risk of being the danger of being caught. Right, mm-hmm. That's why from being on the show and speaking to people who are into like public think is the thrill is like the danger of maybe being caught or maybe being seen.
Mm-hmm.
There's no fucking thrill of maybe being seen when you do it in the middle of fucking aisle 4.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? That's a good point. Because usually when I see couples or when I see people that are really into that, like that's their thing, it's into public sex, they don't ever actually do it in a place where it's obvious. It's either like on the side of the highway, behind, underneath an underpass. It's usually, if it's at a park, it's right next to a tree, bush. There's usually some sort of cover when they do
it.
So it's like...
building or something, yeah.
They're still out in public, but they have a security blanket. and they are pretty confident that they're not going to get caught. When you're in a store and you can hear that, literally hear the fucking buzzing go off when someone enters and leaves the store.
100%.
And you know it's a liquor store, so you know there's cameras everywhere. It's just like a gas station. There's cameras everywhere. They're trying to prevent people from shoplifting and everything. It is just absolute crazy. Like,
it's just rude. It's just rude.
I'm trying to have sex on the produce at Aldi or something.
Yeah, it's just rude. At that point, that's not like, that's inconsiderate is what it is, really. In all seriousness, it's wildly inconsiderate. It's unnecessary and inconsiderate. The whole fun of like we said, we've done the public sexing quite a few times, is the idea of, do you think someone saw us? Imagine if someone did see us. Imagine what they see. Imagine the idea of someone seeing us, how much they may or may not have enjoyed it.
Right.
That's the thrill of it. I get the attraction and thrill of it. Again, it's not really my thing. Mm-hmm. And the age that I am, the way that I look, I ain't flashing anyone because I would definitely be on a register. It's not hot or cool if I flashed whatsoever.
Yeah. Same here. I don't do the flashing ever. Never. But anyways, that's just not my thing. And in public, honestly, there was a time in my life where I think like I would never do this for sure. But there was a time when I was younger where I was all about the public stuff. And I didn't give a fuck where we were at. We were at the park. You know what I'm saying? Like outside, anywhere. I didn't care. But now I'm older. Now I'm something like, it's just not as appealing to me anymore for whatever reason. I don't know why. I'm just not into it. But I just think like this is the chances of, like you said, you are going to get caught, because eventually they're going to see you on camera, they're going to recognize who you are, and say you make it out that night, they're going to recognize you the next time you come in. So it's just not a good idea. It's bad decision making, honestly. And then that's the thing about this, it's like you literally could have went anywhere else. You could have went out in the parking lot, maybe you could have even snuck in the bathroom behind a closed door and did it there. And it would have been a lot better than this. Doing it right in the aisle when anybody can just walk in and see you, and you got the cameras, and then you got someone there trying to work, and you're subjecting them to some ass or some sex that they don't want to see. It's just not a good idea.
Yeah, you got the clerk trying to sleep around you.
Right.
Excuse me, I'm trying to sleep.
Right. And I don't know. It's just, so that's our thoughts on it. I don't really have anything else to say about this. Do you have anything else, Jay or Amanda?
No, man, I think we covered it pretty well. I think like we're cool with normalizing some stuff. Let's not fucking normalize that fucking
right.
Feral behavior, honestly.
Yeah, I'm not discouraging public sex. I think that's really cool.
No, same.
Yeah,
same.
Just be smart about it. Just be smarter. Don't be so blatant about it is what they or what they did in the story. Okay, all right. So this next one is, this one reads, I invited my FWB over to my apartment so my buddy could get laid on his birthday, because that's what friends do.
Oh my God.
So is that really what friends do? Because I've never done this for a friend, and a friend is
I haven't either.
Never did this to me, but anyways, so I think this is interesting. So, I mean, it's not his girlfriend, it's an FWB, but what do we think about this? And Jay, we will start with you.
It's cool to be the dude who gets your dude lit, your pal laid. I get it. It's a cool thing, for sure. I've done it myself. But like, looking back, it's kind of fucking weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's kind of odd. Like, it's an odd thing to do. And it's cool. Like, again, the problem with this story is there's not really anywhere near enough detail. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
it is very short.
Mm-hmm. I'm presuming that, like, so, like, obviously, when we tell stories like this, it's important to note that we do have to presume that it should never really be presumed in real life, but we're reading stories. So it's important that to note that we're going to presume what consent, I guess,
mm-hmm. Yes,
and willingness. Yep. Mm-hmm. For this story, for sure, because it's not implied otherwise. So let's just assume that it is a thing, since it is a story. So like with that, I guess it's kind of cool. Do you know what I mean? It's a bonding experience for them too. It heightened their friendship, I guess. But for actual like on the topic of sex and relationships and people being open and stuff, it's kind of nil. It doesn't do anything for anyone. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
Yeah. Like, it's more of a bonding fucking friendship thing than it is an actual sex and relationship thing, really.
Yeah. It is. I have so many things about this. But, Amanda, what is your thoughts on it?
I think it's really fucked because you invite your friend with benefits over and they're like, oh, cool, I'm going to fuck the person that I've been fucking, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we're going to hang out and fuck. But your person you're fucking only invited you over to fuck somebody else.
Yeah.
I think, God damn it, that is so fucked. I mean, obviously it depends on the person, whatever, this and that. If I was fucking someone regularly and they invited me over and kind of like passed me to their friend, I'd be offended and I would be upset. Like, are you serious? Like, I fuck you because I fuck you. I'm not fucking your friend just because whatever reason, you know. Yeah. I do think this is fucked. It's fucked.
Right. Yeah, the situation you explained is fucked. And I'm not a fan of that at all. But Angelina, before I talk, Angelina, what's your thoughts on this?
Well, I usually bring my friend like iced coffee and chocolate when she's feeling down. So never gave her my friends with benefits. But yeah, I don't think I will either. So
nah, yeah,
I agree with you guys. It's kind of like, no.
Yeah.
It's not for me.
See, like, I don't like that. I don't like this. I don't like how he's like, oh, my friend wants to get laid. I know somebody who will definitely have sex with him. I'm just going to call up my FWB because I know she's up for it. Like that, if you look at it from that angle, that is definitely shitty. The problem with the story though is it's so short, you don't really know what's happening. That is just like, but that's the first thing you assume, and that's what's kind of bad about it. But I'm hoping it was a thing where she was just very sexual and maybe she was just like, she was just down to have sex, she was wanted to have sex, and maybe she liked the friend, maybe they actually discussed this, maybe, because we don't know, like, did he just watch them have sex? Was this a threesome? Was this some sort of a thing? There's so many things we don't know, and that's what's wrong with the story. I hope it was like that, where it was a discussed threesome and they just kind of went with it in that, from that angle, but it doesn't say, and then that's the problem here.
Right.
Okay. All right. Does anybody else have anything?
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Okay. All right. So let's move on. Okay. So this next one is, my boyfriend always wants head and puts his dick in my face whenever he wants it. So on my birthday, I turned the tables around, walked over to him at the dinner table completely naked, and put my pussy in his face. So yeah, I guess this is what just happens. I guess she's cool with this. I guess whenever he wants head, he just kind of just walks up and says, hey, he whips it out and she's just okay with it. But now it's her birthday, tables are turned. She did the exact same thing. So it's only fair. I don't have any problem with it. I think it's actually pretty cool. And I like that she kind of asserted some dominance there, which is fucking awesome. But Jay, let's start with you. What do we think about this?
It's hot as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool as fuck. Good for her. Good for them. Obviously, like, him putting his dick in her face, she must be kind of cool with it. Do you know what I mean? It's a bit ridiculous. Yeah. But she's got to be on a level, some sort, kind of cool with it for her to do the whole, oh, put my pussy in his face. Good for them, man. That's cool. That's some pretty fun stuff. Because that's fun, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? That's fun. That's like fun shit in a relationship.
That would never work for me. My dick would definitely get slapped across the room if I ever fucking put it out freely and just with assumption be like, hey, it's here. You gonna do something with it? Like, fuck, that would never work for me. I'm glad that guy has the courage to fucking do that and he's comfortable. And I'm glad that she kind of turned the tables. But Amanda, what do you think about this?
I feel the same. Like, I don't give a fuck if it's a chick or a dude. Like, don't put your shit in my face and expect me to do something. Like, maybe in some moods or situations, sure, but like, no, like, I'm not just gonna please you just because you want it. And I like you said, I love that she did that. She was like, well, here you go, this is for
dinner
you,
served,
because you do it to me all the time.
Yep.
Yeah, and then, that's really fun. It is fun, definitely.
Awesome. What are your thoughts on this, Angelina?
Hell, she should do that every day if he does that often. So, like,
hey,
make it a thing. Make it a thing. I mean, he'd probably like it. Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's do your thing.
Honestly, these kind of stories are some of my favorites, honestly. The one where the woman actually shows dominance and is the one that is initiating everything and just comes up and just kind of takes control. I think those are some of the best stories, probably because you don't hear them a whole lot. Maybe I just don't, but I like those stories where the women kind of take control and they're like the boss. You know what I'm saying? I like that. I wish that would happen more often. But does anybody else have anything else to say about that?
No, man, it's fun. Like, dude, I hit my wife with my dick all the time. It's fun. All the time.
And she loves it.
No, she doesn't. She's like, you're a fucking idiot. Stop it. But it's fun. Like, but the difference is, right, you can't go like, anyone who's considering doing this, can't go hard all the time. Cannot do it with an erection all the time. Like, sometimes you just got to hit them with a little floppy. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's fun. It's fun. It keeps fun in the relationship. Genuinely, it's fun.
Yeah.
When no one's looking, just a little, what the fuck are you hitting me with? My penis. That is fun.
Yeah, as long as you have a significant other that's cool with it.
Yeah. Like, there'll be times where, like, we'll be changing in our bedroom. I'm completely naked. She's trying to get dressed and stuff like that. I might give her a little, like, I might swing and hit her with it, but it please never.
Helicoptering to her.
But it never fucking, she's just like, fucking, she's like, please stop.
Yeah, no, dude, right. Caveat to what I'm saying here. If you're doing this with the anticipation of getting oral sex, you are going to be wildly disappointed with this advice I'm giving you.
Most women like reaction is just like rolling their eyes and walking away. I feel like that's a lot of reactions.
Dude, I do some fucked up shit because I think it's funny. Like, I go, yo, can you feel my balls? I think like there might be something going on a little bit. Like, just the left one just feels a little bit weird.
Yeah, but you know what though?
Exactly.
But you know what though? If your wife demonstrated that same kind of foreignness towards you, would you be up for it?
For sure, 100%. But like, she can't because I'm a fucking horn dog, and I just end up like the other way around is going to lead to like oral sex 100 times out of 100.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, now if she was to do that to me, the result will be completely different. But that's. Again, that's why I like the story, because I think
100%.
Like me, I'm into that. I'm into that straightforwardness, just being, you know, being take control. I think it's really fucking cool. But
although, do you know what? I said 100 times out of 100. Not necessarily true. Like, she's done it before where, like, she'll, this is weird and giving too much away about my marriage, but like, for her to initiate sex, it's kind of a fun little weird quirk. Is she like dry humps me a little bit in it? Like, it's weird. Like, trust me, that doesn't sound great. I know. But, like, it's fun for me to go, like, get off me, pervert. Do you know what I mean? So, like, it's fun. Like, it's fun, man. It's fun.
Playing around, yeah.
Yeah, it's fun.
Like, yeah.
It should be fun. Like, fucking, if you want to, like, hit your significant other with your penis, like, make sure you've been together for a while and it's cool. But, like, it's fun.
I agree.
Like, it's fun.
Yeah, it is fun.
The whole thing and the most important thing about what we do is that everything should be fucking fun. Fun, fun, fun.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I 100% agree there. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's all the stories we got for this episode. This was a really fun episode. I never thought we would talk about some birthday sex surprises, but we did.
Yeah.
And that was a lot of fun. So we do have more great episodes on the way. I promise House Party Sex Stories is coming. And we do got another cuckolding, and we got some anal, and we're going to do some Patreon episodes here too real soon. As soon as we can finally get the gang all together consistently, damn it.
Well, this is our gang right now, and I appreciate
gang.
Yeah, I do. I appreciate it. And then, Angelina.
That's my fucking slogan.
That's his.
What's that?
Oh.
I'm only joking. You can say gang gang. I'm just joking.
Okay. I'll say it like once every so often.
So, and Angelina, I want to like to say thank you. I appreciate you coming on this episode. Definitely gonna have to have you back on again soon. It was a great time, and just like you two, as always a pleasure having you two on. And so that's all I have. Please be on the lookout for all our other episodes, like I just said. Amanda, you got something to say?
I do. I want to say, Jay, I missed your face. and your stupid attitude. Also, you're the worst burlesque dancer I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. I appreciate two out of three of them things.
Okay.
I don't think my face is that nice. My burlesque is on point. So.
No, I do love your face, though. I do love it.
Thank you, babe.
Okay. All right. So does anybody else have anything to say before we sign off?
No, obviously, just appreciate everyone who listens to us. It's genuinely amazing and continue to do so. We appreciate it. Thank you so, so much.
Yes, thank you. And also, please look, go to all of our social media websites. We had somebody, he reached out to us, and he was like, I can't believe there's not a whole lot of activity on your Facebook page. This is what he said. And then later on, he did a messenger and was just like, yeah, so I had to get rid of that because I didn't want my wife to see that. And now I'm thinking, like, is that why we don't have a lot of activity on our social media pages? Because people are afraid, like, their wives going to see. I don't know. I never thought about it like that before, but I thought that was interesting. And shout out to the person that reached out to us. We really do appreciate your feedback. And, yeah, and I think from Indiana. So, yeah, we'll shout out Indiana. Okay, all right. So that's all we got for this episode. And, yeah, take it easy.